His is a soft humming sound.
Have you ever heard my heart humming, Grandmama?
Often. When you are lying close to me on the pillow at night.
For supper that evening, my grandmother eats an omelette and a slice of bread, and I have a piece of brown Norwegian goat's milk cheese.
Grandmama, now that we've done away with the Grand High Witch, will all the witches in the world disappear?
I'm afraid not. When a queen bee dies, there is always another queen in the hive ready to take her place. It's the same with witches. In the great headquarters where the Grand High Witch lives, another Grand High Witch will have taken over.
That means everything we did was for nothing.
We saved the children of England.
But that's not nearly good enough. What about the rest of the world?
Oh, actually, I have some rather interesting news for you.
Tell me.
After we got back, I called the chief of police in Bournemouth. I told him I was the chief of police for the whole of Norway.
And he believed you?
Of course he believed me. He was very honoured to receive my call.
What did you ask him?
I asked him for the address of the lady who had stayed in room 454 in the Hotel Magnificent. The lady that disappeared.
The Grand High Witch. But
they'd found her passport in her room and her address was in it. And guess what country she was from?
Norway.
Right, first time. It's a castle high up in the mountains.
My grandmother gets up from the table and starts to pace excitedly, waving her stick about. She knocks over a tall and very beautiful vase. It smashes into a million pieces.
Oh, don't worry about it. It's only Ming. We have work to do, you and I. Thank heavens you are a mouse. A mouse can go anywhere. All I need to do is put you down somewhere near the Grand High Witch's castle, and you will easily be able to get inside and creep about looking and listening to your heart's content.
No one will ever see me. I could spend days in there.
I myself will get a room in the village, and you can sneak out of the castle every night and have supper with me and tell me what is going on. But that won't be your main job.
What will my main job be?
To destroy every witch in the castle. Every last one of them. That will be the end of the whole organization.
Me? Destroy them?
Oh, yes.
How will I do that?
Can't you think?
Formula 86 delayed action mouse maker.
Ah, you remember the recipe, don't you?
Yes.
Then that's how we'll do it.
But how can we make it?
If they can make it, then so can we. It's just a question of knowing what goes in.
But where will we find a Gruntle's egg? Or a Blabbersnitch? I've never even heard of these things.
Leave all that to me. I'll find the ingredients. Then we'll make the potion together.
But how, Grandmama?
Never you mind about that.
My grandmother grows very quiet, lost, deep in thought. The hand with the missing thumb quivers slightly.
Why do you hate the witches so much?
She strokes the scar, which covers the place where the thumb should be.
I have my reasons.
She reaches across and touches what is left of my tail.
And so do you.
Mouse maker is too good for them.
The mouse traps we set for them will soon sort them out.
Mouse traps will be no good.
Why not?
When I became a mouse, I didn't just become an ordinary mouse. I became a talking, intelligent mouse person who wouldn't go near a mousetrap. Which means if we turn the witches into talking, thinking, and very, very nasty mouse witches, they'll be too cunning for a mousetrap.
You're right. They're dangerous enough when they're disguised as ladies. Imagine the damage a Grand High Witch could do disguised as a mouse. She could go anywhere.
I've got it.
Tell me.
Cats.
Brilliant.
Bring on the cats.
Half a dozen cats will kill them all in 5 minutes flat.
I'll just have to make sure I'm well out of the way.
Absolutely.
And when the job's done, you can take all the cats away.
And we'll have the castle completely to ourselves.
Then we can go through the records and get the names and addresses of all the witches in the entire world.
And after that, my darling, the greatest task of all will begin. We shall pack our bags and go travelling all over the world. And in every country we visit, we will search out the witches and leave deadly drops of Formula 86 delayed action mouse maker in their food.
It will be a triumph.
A colossal, unbeatable triumph. We shall do it entirely by ourselves. Just you and me.
That will be our work for the rest of our lives.
My grandmother picks me up from the table and kisses me on the nose.
Oh, my goodness. We are going to be busy these next few weeks and months and years.
I think we are. But what fun and excitement it's going to be.
You can say that again.
I can't wait to get started.
Are you being really truthful?
It's the gospel truth, Grandmama.
Are you sure you don't mind being a mouse for the rest of your life?
I don't mind at all. In fact, I'm happy being a mouse.
And why is that?
Because I've got you, Grandmama. It doesn't matter who you are or what you look like, so long as somebody loves you. Now, shall we write down that recipe?
In part two of The Witches by Roald Dahl, dramatised by Lucy Catherine, Boy was played by Ryan Watson, Grandmother by Margaret Tysack, The Grand High Witch by Amanda Lawrence, and the narrator was Toby Jones. Bruno Jenkins was played by Jordan Clark, Mr. Jenkins by Ben Crowe, Mrs. Jenkins by Rachel Atkins, and the waiter was Ben Unwukwe. The director was Claire Grove.